Welcome to the Happy Underdog Podcast. Again, I'm excited to be back here. It's been a couple of weeks since my last podcast, which was called The Impact of Being Grateful. So if you haven't listened to that podcast already, make sure you go back and check out the Happy Underdog Podcast on Apple iTunes to listen to The Impact of Being Grateful. It's been a great day. It's Tuesday here in Dallas, Texas. And I want to hop on this podcast again. As I always say, my podcasts are not long at all, but they're definitely thought-provoking, actionable lessons and teachings and experiences that I like to talk about that I'm going through, and I know other individuals in the world are going through as we climb our entrepreneurial journeys, as we jump into business ownership, as we transition from a traditional mindset to just a, you know, a creative and a progressive mindset. And that's what I root for, the people who are doing things like that. So, the biggest thing is going into this podcast, I really thought about what I wanted to talk about. And it's just something that's so simple and so undervalued and undermined that it's important to bring the topic to discussion here. And what we're talking about is your language and how your language affects your everyday thinking. What I've noticed, and it's not anything I've noticed as of late, this has happened over the years in several different experiences. I noticed that people speak themselves out of success. And I had to, about 2 years ago, I started to pay attention to my language and what I was saying. And I remember that complaining about I don't have enough time, or I can't do this, and I'm at a disadvantage at this, and I'm this color, or I don't have enough money. And I remember truly speaking to those different things a couple years ago, and it's until I started to read more and put myself around the right individuals, my language started to change, right? And what I mean by that is simply saying I don't have enough money for this versus how can I get the money for this? Just those two sentences are completely different, and they create two completely different actions, right? So if you say, I don't have enough money for this, then your brain is gonna shut off on trying to figure it out immediately. You're gonna, in your mind, be defeated, and you're gonna say, you know what, I can't do this, so I've exhausted all my resources because I don't have the money for this scenario. On the other hand, when you say, how do I get the money for this? What if this getting the money for what you're getting the money for is to save your life? What if it's for to save your business? What if it's for your son or someone that you love, or a cause that you love? Changing the question to how can I get the money for this produces a completely different set of actions for the most part, right? So how can I do this? You're going to start to, your brain starts to naturally form different solutions for you, much more than what your brain would produce for you if you said, I can't do this. So again, the subtleties of committing to I can't get the money versus how can I get the money, that's huge. And this is the language that we're telling ourselves every single day. We have to clean it up. I'll give you another example. Tons of people, and this is everyday life, we're having relationship problems, business problems, personal problems, and that voice inside of our brains, you know, what is that voice saying, right? And you're in a relationship, it's, oh, I'm done with this relationship. Oh, I'm sick and tired of this relationship. Or it could be, man, this person will never change, right? And when you or having these voices repeating your mind, that's going to be the deal, because you're not trying to find solutions, right? So switch that question over. How can I express myself better to this, to my partner, so they can understand how I feel about certain things, right? Or how can I make this relationship better, right? Is it something that I can do to burst, to create some great energy in this relationship to change things, right? Our language is pushing us to a dead end. And what happens is our brain shuts off. And again, like I said, I encourage people to, when they are speaking to themselves about what they can and cannot do, be careful with that, because what you say in your head and outward, even more importantly, outward, is what's going to happen. So traditionally speaking, this is kind of the norm, right? I mean, there's so many people to look up to and so many success stories. And then sometimes you feel like, man, I can't do things like that. I can't make $100 billion like Jeff Bezos, or I can't create a business from scratch like Steve Jobs, and, you know, whatever it may be, or I can't have a relationship like Jay-Z and Beyonce. And it's not that you can't do it. It's just that your language is pushing you to a space where you feel like you can't do it. You're not asking the right questions. You're not rephrasing your language, right? Most successful individuals will admit this all the time. It's the questions that you ask that get you to high, significant levels of success. It's the questions you ask. Me personally, I'm always asking, how does this work? You know, why is this like this? And how to figure out solutions for every single thing. I don't care how small it is. I don't care how small it is. If you're asking the right questions, using your language inside, internally in your brain, and also out externally speaking to people, you have to use your language and leverage, you know, what those words do. So that's simplified this. It's over with. The podcast is truly over with, because we're not going to beat a dead horse at this point, right? It's about going inside your mind and saying, what am I saying to myself? So my challenge today is for you to first stop telling yourself you can't do things. Stop telling yourself you can't do things. Stop telling yourself you can't do things. I want every person that's listening to this to come up with a new way of thinking, right? And it's not going to happen overnight. It's clearly not going to happen overnight. But it's the next time that you feel yourself limiting your beliefs, saying that you can't do something, or hesitating on a decision, my challenge to you is to ask yourself, how can I get this done? Literally. I mean, some people won't say it out loud. I believe in talking to myself all the time. I think it's a beautiful thing to do. I'm very in touch with who I am. So I think people should speak to themselves even more. But if you're a little creeped out by that, internally say to yourself, how can I get this done? You know, what's my motivation to make this happen? Even better. What is my motivation to get this done, XYZ done? If you pull from the motivation of the reason why you want to get something done, you'll find out solutions. But this, again, comes through the language that you're telling that you're putting out, that you're telling yourself. And again, this can be internally or it can be externally, right? When you are trying to figure something out, do you just sit there and be ignorant and not understand what you're doing? Or do you go and ask somebody, use your language and say, how does this work? I'm a huge fan. I ask so many questions, right? And so, like, we're the society has made us feel like we're supposed to know every single thing in the world about relationships, about parenthood, about business, and about personal stuff, about our own bodies. How will we know? These are scientific things and stats and analysis put down for these type of categories. How will we know everything? Even relationships. I'm starting to read books about relationships, how to make them better. Whether it's, you know, a girlfriend, boyfriend, or a mother and daughter, and whatever the case may be. There are studies, there's analysis, there's scientific, you know, data on this stuff. Go figure it out. Ask how. Use your language. Ask people. All right? I'm trying to figure out something difficult about, I don't know, I'm in sales. I'm always speaking to my manager. How does this work? How does this work? In my own line of business, what I do. I'm speaking to people. What's your process for this? How do you do this? Because I'm trying to figure out the answers. I don't know them naturally all, right? So lastly, I just want you to disarm yourself from yourself, basically, and stop badgering yourself about, you know, I can and can't do this, and I won't do this, and I'm incapable of doing this. Stop, you know, those thoughts that you're putting into your mind, that language that you're speaking to yourself is limiting you. And you have to take control of it, right? And some of us are subconsciously drawn into it, but you're going to have to consciously snap out of it, because if you don't, you will be doing this until you leave this place. And that's something that I personally don't want for anyone, is to sit in regret and sit in limiting beliefs because simply their language. And obviously there's more to it, you know, there's more to his action that follows that stuff. And there's having the right environment, you know, the things that we talk about a lot. But the subtlety of your language can play a significant role in what you do and what you feel that you're capable of doing. So stop doing it. Simple as that. Get around the right people. Use your language to leverage. Leverage your language. Leverage your language to do more for yourself, to speak greatness of yourself, right? And again, with me, I will talk to myself at any given time of the day because it's a beautiful thing. I am a friend of myself. I know how crazy that sounds. That's perfectly fine. But the more and more that you are understanding how you work and operate as a person, the better and better life gets, right? Because you understand what your limits are. You understand when you need to push yourself and et cetera, et cetera. But again, your language is important. I hope that this was a great, quick podcast for you and hope you got some from it. Share it. Comment on it. I love comments. I love responding to people. This podcast is getting out to more people. So I'm excited that I'm adding value here. So again, language, think about this. Download it on iTunes, Apple Music, podcast, The Happy Underdog Podcast. I'll see you guys next time. Have a good one. Take it easy.